This is the Money Savvy podcast from MoneyWeb, where we tackle personal finance matters with leading financial advisors. Your host, Peter Mero and Saul Cook.
Welcome to the Money Savvy podcast. I'm Bitumelo Nzoko. Now, my mom has this saying that ants gather their food in summer to be able to eat in winter. She goes on to say that a human summer is youth, and this is when they need to save for financial security in their winter, which is old age, illness, disability, and unforeseen circumstances such as the COVID-19 pandemic. Investing is one of the ways to gather funds for your winter, but this field can often be intimidating for most to embark on. Elke Brink, who is a wealth advisor at PSG Wealth, is here to help us demystify investing. Elke, why is investing more important or as important as saving?
Thanks, Kumi. I believe the important part to understand about investing compared to saving is that you have the opportunity of diversifying in which type of asset classes you are investing, where in most cases, if you're just saving, in essence, you're just having cash exposure. So your average return on your funds will be much lower. So if we're looking at what the current cash yield is that you may be lucky for getting a 4% return. For the moment, when we can include some equity exposure to your investments, which we can do with when you start an investment, is that you can, of course, ensure a return much higher than inflation and much higher than just cash is yielding. So rather working on double-digit returns.
Oh, that's nice. And what should you consider before embarking on your investment journey?
I think the most important thing when it comes to starting off your investment portfolio is firstly to remember the main benefit you have in life is time. So the earlier you can start, the better. And then from day one, structuring the correct vehicles in your portfolio, and together with that, ensuring you have sufficient diversification. And of course, the last thing I would say is to ensure for what you are earning as an income that you are saving sufficiently compared to that. And I think if you do that from day one, you'll have a perfect portfolio, and then you basically just need time.
And just a bit of a random question, but how much do you need to start investing? Like if I have, let's say, 100 Rand left over at the end of the month, can I still invest?
Definitely. I think when it comes to investing, the smallest amount makes the biggest difference over the long run, especially if you are enjoying the benefits of being invested in the markets and having that compound interest effect over a long-term investment period. But I would say the ideal is to try to save around 15 to 20% of your income. Mm-hmm. And this is not the easiest target, but that would definitely be the goal, to be able to retire comfortably one day.
Definitely.
But I think that's also the important part. If you do have a well-structured portfolio from day one, that also takes a lot of pressure away, that you don't have to save so much when you're near retirement, where I think that's unfortunately the mistake many people make. They start off too late in life, and then they have to play catch up.
Yeah.
Where if you do it from day one, there's much less pressure in terms of the amount you have to save.
Definitely. And then the one question that we repeatedly get from our readers is, how do you invest in shares?
So there's a few different ways, and depending on, I would say, what your specific scenario would need and what your personal needs are on your investment portfolio. But you can access it in a few different ways. The one would be to start a direct share portfolio, which you can do through a stockbroker, which I would advise. Or you can, of course, play around with something like Easy Equities, which is a quite user-friendly platform to start buying shares and learning how it works. You can also access it, of course, through a unit trust network, and that would basically be a more diversified approach where many investments follow this approach rather than for a smaller investor. And I would say if you're just starting off to build your portfolio and you perhaps have 100 Rand or 500 Rand to save, you'll just get exposure to much more in the market than maybe just buying one or two shares.
And where can investors find legitimate stockbrokers?
I think choosing the appropriate advisor or portfolio manager is one of the most important decisions you will make on your investment journey because making the right decisions from day one will save you a lot of mistakes in the future. And my advice would be is to try to work with one of the larger reputable firms in the industry. So working with either a PSG or Investec, who's now 91, FNB Securities, I would say the larger firms where you know the qualifications are in order, the stockbroker you would have and the portfolio manager you would have has the right experience and the right qualifications to be able to assist you.
Yeah. And what other investment vehicles should you consider?
There's quite a few, and I think the perfect portfolio would actually consist out of a few different vehicles. And that's what I believe is quite important to understand, that different vehicles play a different role in your portfolio. And it would possibly consist out of 4 or 5 different structures. So I would say one of the most important things is having a retirement annuity, or should you have a pension or a provident fund with your company. And this would be your main objective for saving for retirement. But it's also a big tax instrument in your portfolio, as you can get tax benefits for deducting your contributions that goes to this vehicle. I would definitely also advise having something like a tax-free investment in place, a voluntary investment as well, possibly, where you can use it as more of an emergency fund. I think that's one of the lessons everyone learned in the last year, that things can change.
Yes.
So building up a good 6-month emergency fund is always something good, and there I would possibly use a normal, what we call, I think every investment platform has a different name for it, but I would call it a voluntary investment. And then there's definitely a place for a direct share portfolio as well.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding the different tax benefits and the different roles each vehicle plays in your portfolio is important, and they all have many benefits to it.
That was Elke Brink, who is a wealth advisor at PSG Wealth. Thank you so much, Elke.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Money Savvy podcast, hosted by Boitumelo Ntsoko. To listen to more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.